Welcome to the Successful Farming Podcast. I'm Jody Henke. This 2020 Farm Health and Wealth episode is sponsored by Ag Resource Management. And speaking of Ag Resource Management, joining me on this podcast is Billy Moore, who is the company's president of insurance and field operations. Well, Billy, farmers need financing, especially in this current ag economy, and they often turn to their local bankers. But you consider yourselves an alternative and innovative lender. So what does that mean?
Okay, Jody, so sometimes we think that the term alternative lending is kind of receives a negative connotation, but it shouldn't, and here's why. We just source our funding differently. We source our funding from private equity and investors versus like a conventional bank would source their funding via deposits. We look at loans a little bit differently, and the fact that we don't look at the operations balance sheet and the other collateral that they have out there to use as far as securing the loan. We secure the loan on three things and three basic things. That's what we think is the projected value of the crop based on the farmer's actual production history, the crop insurance policy that the borrower may have, the type of coverage that they've got to secure the loan, and then any potential government payments that they may have coming. We use those as our sources of collateral, which allows us to look at it a little bit differently than a bank that would look at a balance sheet and the other assets that the farmer has. This also allows that farmer to be a little bit more nimble when it comes to how they operate and the other forms of equity that they may be tying up in their operation. How this would work with the farmer is the farmer can look at their assets in a little bit different way. They can look at everything that they've got at disposal for their operating capital and their operations a little bit differently. It allows them to be able to grow at a more rapid pace. It allows them to free up other assets in their operation to be used in a different manner than they have to with a conventional bank when they have to use a balance sheet.
Where in the whole big scheme of things does this model fit in agricultural lending communities?
Well, we would fit in a smaller segment of ag. We're normally catered to the young farmer. We would cater to the rapidly growing farmer, the farmer that does not have a lot of equity at their disposal to operate or to collateralize a loan. So we fit in a little bit different space than a conventional banker. We feel like that we would fit very well with any grower who does not have a lot of equity in their operation and who does not want to put up other assets as forms of collateral.
Why and when should a grower look at this as an option?
Well, first of all, speed. We feel like we can approve a loan a lot more rapidly than a bank that has to assess a balance sheet. They can come into us, and if we've got all the appropriate items that we need to analyze the loan, such as their APH and their crop insurance information, we can look at it and sometimes approve operating loans in less than a week. So that's one reason is our speed. The second, the solutions that we provide. The solutions that we provide where they don't have to capitalize their operation by using a lot of equity is another reason they probably should look at us. Not only that, we feel like we've got a very skilled lending team that takes a look at an operation and capitalizes it in the most efficient manner possible. So we provide a lot of information with our loans. We take a deep dive into the crop budget. We take a deep dive into the actual production history, and sometimes the value of working with an ARM lender reveals some things to an operator that they may not have seen before.
Okay. We're going to go through the process when we come back, from phone call to bank account, right after this. More farmers are feeling a real credit crunch. Input consolidation, low commodity prices, and land ownership all come into play. But if you're feeling it, you know that. That's why technology-driven modern lenders like Ag Resource Management are becoming the future of operational cash flow. Meet the alternative lenders at armlend.com and get funded with crop-based loans and insurance that get you capital based on your ability to grow and nothing else. Visit armlend.com today because next season won't wait. Their attentive market leaders make lending decisions faster and get you capital quicker. Get funded today and seize next season at armlend.com, the future of ag lending. That's armlend.com. Billy, walk us through the process. Somebody comes in or he calls you on the phone, says, hey, I'd like to talk with you about this option. Where do you begin and how do you walk them through the whole process from phone call to when you put money in his bank account?
It's a really simple process. We've got an application, much like any lender would, that captures a couple pages of information about the operation. We would need the farmer's lease agreements, their lease arrangements they've got on their various crop shares for cash rent. We would need their crop insurance information, a copy of their actual production history, and the type of crop insurance that they might be taking out. And that will get us a good start. That will allow us to analyze that loan inside of our proprietary underwriting platform and take a look really quick to see if this grower is going to qualify for credit with us or not.
What gets a person turned down for assistance?
The interesting thing about Ag Resources, sometimes lenders are looked at as a lender of last resort, or alternative finance kind of gets that negative connotation. We want to make sure that a grower will cash flow, or at least have a good chance based on average yields of being able to pay out and move forward to the next crop year. We do turn people down. We want to make sure that it's a good deal for both the lender and the borrower. And we don't do a deal unless it is a good deal for the lender and the borrower. So yes, we do decline a certain amount of farmers, but usually if we can get them early enough in the season and start to assess that loan this time of year in January or early February, we can help them come up with creative solutions to operating again in another year. We would take a long look at their crop insurance coverage, see if their risks are adequately protected. We would make suggestions about their marketing strategies. We would also maybe look at possibly some hard decisions they may have to look at as far as land leases. But we help guide the grower through that and hopefully help them farm in this year and be successful and move on to farm again in another year.
The model's based on the future value of a growing crop. You hang with the farmer throughout the growing season then and keep tabs on that?
Absolutely, we do. We're going to stay with them throughout the entire year. We're going to continue to look at their budgetary needs as the crop year progresses, and we realize that a crop is a fluid and dynamic situation that has to be monitored throughout the year. And we will help make suggestions along the way about budgetary needs and purchasing decisions that get made throughout the crop year, and hopefully with success in the end. And it's been said that our lending model looks at the future instead of looking at the past, which is the primary difference between us and a conventional bank. Conventional banks, you know, balance sheet lend. Although there's a lot of very good agricultural lenders across the country, they're regulated in such a way that they have to do that. We are not regulated in that type manner because we are using private equity. So therefore, we look at the future and what can be versus what has been.
And you also say that you use innovative technology.
What we mean by that is, first, our proprietary underwriting platform. It's a built program that all our lenders use to look at loans through the same metrics and the same risk assessment as we like to look at it. We also use technology in the monitoring of the loan to make sure that growers are making wise decisions as they move through the year. As far as those budgetary expenditures and how we keep up with those budget buckets, as we call them. So, you know, two things. The underwriting, we feel like we use a technological approach that allows us to do it in a quick, efficient, speedy manner to put the capital in the grower's hands. And then two, to stay in touch with the budget as the year progresses.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk with Billy about any other recommendations he may have and how you can get a hold of him. More farmers are feeling a real credit crunch. Input consolidation, low commodity prices, and land ownership all come into play. But if you're feeling it, you know that. That's why technology-driven modern lenders like Ag Resource Management are becoming the future of operational cash flow. Meet the alternative lenders at armlend.com and get funded with crop-based loans and insurance that get you capital based on your ability to grow and nothing else. Visit armlend.com today because next season won't wait. Their attentive market leaders make lending decisions faster and get you capital quicker. Get funded today and seize next season at armlend.com, the future of ag lending. That's armlend.com. As the president of insurance and field operations, Billy, what other business planning recommendations do you have for farmers?
I think if there's a couple things that I would suggest this time of year, so let's make sure that we've really taken a hard look at the budget. You know, I realize all farmers out there in the mode of purchasing inputs and looking at their seed options and looking at their planting options and planting intentions through the next month as we get ready to put this 2020 crop in the ground. But I think the number one thing is to make sure that they're dialing into a good risk management plan, dialing into a really accurate and realistic budget that is built around realistic yields. So often farmers come to us and we ask them what kind of yield they are capable of making, and they all cite the best one that they've ever made instead of what the real true average is. Just be realistic. Look at it from a realistic standpoint and work together with your lender to prepare that plan for the coming year and sit down and put a good plan in place. Again, we realize that a crop is a dynamic and fluid situation as the crop year develops. As things change through the year, please stay in touch with your lender, whoever that is, to make sure you're keeping them informed about the growing situation.
Excellent. Billy, how can people get a hold of you?
They can reach us at armlend.com. That's www.armlend.com. We have 31 locations across the United States, primarily focused in the Corn Belt in the Southeast and the Southern Great Plains. So we're anywhere as far north as Fargo, North Dakota, as far east as the Carolinas, and as far south as South Texas. But reach out to us at armlend.com and find the closest location.
Thank you very much. That's Billy Moore of Ag Resource Management. Thanks for joining us today. This 2020 Farm Health and Wealth episode was brought to you by Ag Resource Management. For successful farming, I'm Jody Henke.